everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to our everyday life. So join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now, here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
It's time to let the light in, let the light in.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the program. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin with Turn the Light On, and we've got our special guest today who was with us yesterday as well, Pastor Mark Cook from Brave and Grace Ministries.
What's up, K-Rad? Pastor Kevin, how are you, man?
It's good to see you. Pastor Mark, we are just so blessed to have you on the program today. Pastor Mark Cook, if you didn't listen yesterday, is the pastor of Brave and Grace Ministries in Cocoa, Florida. Him and his wife, Angela, have just recently launched their church over there this year in October. So they're less than a year old, and it's a great ministry, and they're doing a great work over there at the Matthew's Hope Building on Forest Avenue. What's the address again?
825 Forest Avenue.
825 Forest Avenue, and they're actually doing midweek Wednesday night Bible study, and then they're doing Sunday services at 10 a.m. over there.
We are.
You got to get over there and check them out, man. Tell us just a little bit about what's happening over there, Pastor Mark. I know we did a full-on ministry check yesterday on the program, but there may be some people listening today that didn't hear yesterday's program. So just give us a little nugget.
We're excited about the grace of God. So that's why it's called Braving Grace Ministries. And so, man, the grace, I think Joseph Prince coined the term the grace revolution. It's just, it's sweeping, dude. And so we want to be a part of that. We really feel the call to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and the grace of God. And so, you know, we're going to be brave and do it. And so we started Braving Grace Ministries, and it started as a website. You can go to bravinggrace.com and you can learn a lot about us on there. But yeah, man, on the opportunity to meet at the campus of Matthew's Hope has been a huge blessing. And so on Sundays at 10 a.m. and on Wednesday nights at 6:30, we're over there in the fellowship hall, which you can't miss it. It's the building that's all glass on the front. And we're just having a good time. It's a community of believers that we're gathered together. We're fellowshipping. We're ministering. It's a great opportunity to do some really neat ministry and do church in a way that I've never done it before. And I'm glad because I wanted to be stretched. And so we get the opportunity to do that, man. But we're preaching the word, we're worshiping God, and we're digging into the Bible to make disciples.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for sharing. Pastor Mark, we talked yesterday about the ekklesia. It's the Greek word for the assembly of the church, you know, and we've been talking about some of the things that we've felt personally have been missing in the church in its recent thrust to become just global, and we've seen modeling, we've seen all kinds of things that way. But in the ekklesia, we learn there's some important points about the church and its purpose, and what is the actual purpose of it. Yesterday we talked about, you know, what it is today, and I think we need to look at more, what is it for? What is the church for? You know, the church is a group of people. It's not the building. We talked about that yesterday. And it's made up of believers in Jesus. It's not a group of, you know, lost people gathering together to try to experience God. It's the church.
Yes.
It's people who love Jesus, who are all coming together in one accord, not just to learn about him, but to worship, to express their love for God, you know, together, to grow and to become who God's called them to be in a group. You know, God, I believe God calls groups of people together as a body to operate, you know, as little bodies of the big body of Christ, you know, but to edify each other, to lift each other up, to hold hands in the tough moments, to, you know, rejoice together, to break bread together, to make sure that each other exists and survives.
If the church hadn't done that, it wouldn't have survived.
World. Exactly. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit today about what the ecclesia, the church, the assembly of people.
Yeah, we're talking about the
gathering. We're calling the church, not the building, is actually for.
Yes.
Okay, so let's kind of key in on that. I know you said that there was some really good stuff in Ephesians chapter 4 about that. So why don't you share a little bit with us about that?
Yeah, I'd love to jump in. And just to call it in and kind of nail down what you're saying, because it could be confusing. We're talking about the gathering of the body. We're talking about just the mission of the church corporate in general. Talking about when the church gathers together, That's the ecclesia we're talking about.
Right.
So think of a Sunday service.
It's an assembly.
Yes, the assembly. That's what we mean. Paul talks a lot about this. The Apostle Paul, when he wrote the letter to the Ephesians, he really dove into this, and he talked about different gifts, but then he talked about what those things are for. So I'm going to read a passage of Scripture in Ephesians chapter 4. I'm going to start in verse 11. We're not going to focus on the gifts themselves. We're going to focus on what the results are supposed to be. And as we read this, I want you, and hopefully you're reading with us, Ephesians chapter 4, I'm going to read verse 11 through 16, and we'll talk about it. Notice how many times the word for, F-O-R, comes up. So I'll read.
It's really good.
Yeah, I'll read. I'm in the New King James. He himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
Wow, you're right. The word four is in there, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 times? No, I'm kidding.
But look at, I mean,
it's
look
in
at
there a lot.
Yeah, so we've got these gifts. We won't hammer what those, that's a whole separate teaching, but you've got the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. What's their role?
Yeah.
So the church has gathered together, is what we're talking about.
The assembly.
They're being led, the assemblies together, for the equipping of the saints.
Yeah.
Well, who are the saints?
Sure.
The saints
are believers.
The believers, all believers. When Paul started this letter, he said to the saints in Ephesus.
Yeah.
It's every believer. If you're a believer, you are a saint. You know, we talk about St. Paul and St. Jude. You're St. Kevin, bro.
Yeah, right.
I'm St. Mark.
Hey.
I'm not that St. Mark, but St. Mark, you know, because we are in the body of Christ. So we're equipping.
Where are you? No.
We're equipping the saints. So for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry.
Right.
So the work of ministry is we're designed. I'm a teacher and a preacher, right? If we're going to dig into these gifts, I teach and preach. You have that really strong evangelistic calling on your life.
Evangelist.
Big time.
And pastor.
And so you take those things and you use them at Lighthouse Church to the ecclesia comes together, and then you equip them with the word of God and you exhort them and you send them out for the work of ministry.
Absolutely.
That's what it's supposed to be. And for the edifying of the body of Christ. Edifying, to edify, means to build up.
Correct.
To build up. And we were talking a little bit, you know, when the church goes out, when you and I go out into the world, when our people go out into the world, we're doing the world every day. We're getting hit with all the things in the world, all the stuff that's happening, whatever's going on, the relationship challenges, all the things that life brings at us. And I'll tell you that, you know, it doesn't really even have to be said that most of those things are not edifying.
Right.
They tear us down. It's work. They weaken us. They draw off of us. And so you come together as the body of Christ. What for? To be edified and built back up.
Exactly. Because the world's tearing us down.
Yeah.
Each and every day. You know, when you go and you hang around unbelievers, they're rubbing off on you.
Absolutely.
You know, their attitudes, their issues, the things that they're doing, you know, and we need to be in an assembly of people that are like-minded. I love that because it says, you know, all come to the unity of the faith.
Yes.
You see, the world's in unity with darkness, but, you know, and that darkness is pulling for us to come and be a part of what it's doing. And it's even trying to mingle its way into the churches and be a part of everything that the unity of the faith is. It's trying to tear that down as well, you know. So we have to really work hard at being who God has called us to be. And I think that happens when I come together with you and you come together with me and we come together with the assembly, the ecclesia, and we go, we're doing this. We're going to be who God's called us to be. We're going to accomplish this. We're going to learn who Jesus is. We're going to read the word. We're going to study to show ourselves approved, and we're going to become who God has enlisted us to become in his Son. He didn't give his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Yes.
Well, you know, saved isn't just salvation, but it's actually brought into the ecclesia. It's being saved for the purpose purpose of the assembly and being brought together to be the body of Christ and to therefore, you know, make disciples.
Yes.
Jesus said, go into the world. And then he said, make disciples.
Yes.
Don't win the lost only.
Right.
Win the lost and make them disciples.
I think that's
where we've got a little bit of a broken piece in the body of Christ right now. Everybody's got this push. Get them saved, get them saved, get them saved. But nobody's discipling them.
Yes.
Get them healed. But we've got to get to a place where, yes, we get them healed. Yes, we get them saved. Yes, we go into the world and we preach the gospel. But then we bring them into the ecclesia. We bring them into the assembly.
Yes.
And then we raise them up and disciple them to be, you know, the church.
Right. That's so good, man. And it says right there, the next piece on that, in verse 13, it says, of the knowledge of the Son of God. That's what you were just talking about.
Yes.
That as the ecclesia comes together, you know, one of the things that you do that I love that you do at Lighthouse Church, and it's something I've always wanted to do. I said, if I ever get my own church, I'm doing this too, and that's what we're doing. We do communion every week.
Yeah.
Every week. None of this once a month stuff.
Mm-mm.
Every week. Why? Because Jesus said, as often as you do this, you do it what? In remembrance of me. In remembrance of me.
Why would we gather together and not remember him?
Exactly. Why are you if it's not the ecclesia, the whole reason you're gathered together is because of Jesus.
Right.
Why would you gather under and even pretend, well, this is church, but we're not going to talk about Jesus. We're going to talk about this other stuff. Man, it's got to be about Jesus and making, if you walk out, I have failed as a preacher, as a pastor, as a teacher, if people come to my church on a consistent basis and walk out every single week not knowing more about Jesus and not knowing their Bible better than they did when they walked in.
Right.
I have failed. I have not done my job. Because
right.
My job is to equip them.
Right.
To equip them. So when they come together as the ecclesia, it is for being equipped. It is for being edified. It is for being reminded of who Jesus is, reminded of who they are in him, which you've said several times.
Sure.
You need to remember who you are in Christ Jesus, because everything else about your life is going to try to deny that truth, and you need to be reminded. And by coming together in the ecclesia, that's what should be happening on a consistent basis. And what happens when we do that? You grow up, we'll keep going, to a perfect man. Come on. How do you become How do you become a perfect man? You can't be perfect. Well, the Bible says that if I will stay with the ecclesia, if I'll gather together to a knowledge of the Son of God.
Yeah.
Man, I love this.
So
good. In Hebrews chapter 12, when it talks about the difference between Mount Sinai and Mount Zion, and it says, who's at Mount Zion? It says, the spirits of just men made perfect. I love that.
Yes.
They were made perfect. So to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children.
Come on, now you're getting into the why.
Yes.
Tell me why.
Because we should not be weak, immature, childlike believers.
Right.
If you have called yourself a Christian for an extended period of time, but you don't know any more about your Bible or who Jesus is and what God has done through him than you did when you started, then something's broken. And I don't say that to condemn you. I say it to exhort you.
Come on.
Grow up. Get into it. Yeah. Grow
Let's
up.
Grow.
We have to. It's the call. You know, it's the demand.
I love it, because right here, you know, it says, you know, we should no longer be children, what? Tossed to and fro.
Yes.
You know, this world will toss you.
I see it every
It'll
day.
It'll throw you around. It will, by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men.
I see it every day.
Wisdom gives us the ability to spot the trickery of men and their cunning craftiness and their deceitful plotting of you know, the enemy trying to work against the church. But we, what? Speak the truth in love so that we may grow up in all things.
Yes. Grow up in all things.
You know that
there's so much.
You can actually, as a believer, learn how to effectively appropriate all things through the scripture.
Mm.
You can learn to be a mature person who says, no, that's not biblical.
Yes.
That's not the way we do business. That's not the way we do marriage.
Yes, that's good. Come on. Yeah,
That's not the way we do family. That's not the way we do finances.
Yes.
We don't steal. We don't cheat. We don't.
Well, we got to try to get ahead, Kevin.
You know,
yeah.
We don't step on others to get to the top.
Right.
We let others step on us and lift them up. And in that process of being a servant, like the Bible says, we see others become, you know, more than what they ever could have become because we let them step on us on their way up.
And if you humble yourself, God will exalt you.
Then he exalts you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, I love what you pulled out here about the cunning, the trickery of men, the craftiness of deceitful plotting. I hear it and see it on a daily basis. Christians who are hearing humanism and humanistic ideologies that are all packaged up and dressed up and sound kind of good.
Sure.
And they're walking toward that thing.
Yeah.
They're starting to wander off, and that's that trickery, and that's that craftiness. And if you are not grounded in the Word, if your time with the ecclesia, if you haven't spent time with the ecclesia, and I'm going to tell you, you need to go to church, right?
Yes.
Go to a good Bible preaching church, and then you be in that process, become mature, become knowledgeable about the Word of God. And then when it's not Sunday, you're still reading the Word. You're still
Absolutely.
Excited and built up in it, and you're growing up, because then when you see that thing that sounds and looks kind of good, you're going to know the difference between that and the true Word of God.
Yeah.
But you have to take the time to become mature.
Right.
If you're still flopping around, not knowing what's what and being tossed to and fro, man, James says that you're going to have a hard time receiving anything from God because you're double-minded and you're unstable.
Yeah, I love it where in verse 16 it says, from the whole body, joined and knit together by every joint, supplies according to the effect of working by which every part does its share.
Yes.
Causing growth of the
yes.
body. Why? For the edification.
There's that four again.
For the edifying of itself
yes.
in love. See, the ecclesia's assembly
edifying
is edifying itself through itself. And, you know, there's things that I'm never going to be able to get into my life without you bringing them to me.
Yeah.
And you're never going to get things in your life without someone else in the ecclesia being that in your life. Because everybody can't be an eye. Everybody can't be an ear in the body. Or we would just, you know,
yeah.
it'd be an eerie thing to have everybody as an ear. But
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We are all fitly joined together in the ecclesia. And when you put us all together, you get a full functioning
yes.
Strong. Body of believers that are ready to what? Take the world
yes.
by storm, like to bring the gospel in full demonstration of
yes.
power and resource.
Now you're able to go lay hands on the sick. Now you're able to go cast out demons. Now you're
right.
able to go make disciples and baptize them because you've been built up and strengthened. I love
you
that.
Know, there's a lot of people out there, and I just feel this real quickly, that have... The enemy has worked very hard to pull you from the assembly, to separate you, you know, and we see that pack mentality. I like watching all those videos of the wild kingdom, you know,
yeah.
and they always go for the weaker vessels in the herds,
yeah.
and they separate them, and then they pick them off, you know, and
yep.
the enemy has every intentions of trying to keep you from the assembly of God's people, to keep you from fellowship, to get you off on your own, to separate you and get you aside. And I'm here today to say that one of the most vital things that we as believers have is our relationship with each other.
Yes.
And our gathering together in the church, you know. And now everybody has a specific church that God is calling them into because
yep.
their gifts, their talents, and they're there to edify others. So it's God's going to place you through the Holy Spirit into the ecclesia of his choice for you so that you can be the minister that he's called you to be there, you know, the,
yeah.
the church that you're supposed to be at. There's people that come to Lighthouse, and I'm like, you know, it's okay if you're not called to be here.
Yeah.
You know, and let us help you because we're all in the same kingdom.
Yes.
Find your place where God has called you to be because your gifts, you know, are unique and they need to be where, and you need to be where God's called you to be. So
you need to be ministering to that body.
Absolutely.
Some place
you have a
that
purpose
you're
there.
To, you're called to be edified and to be a part of edifying
yeah.
others.
If you're just at church for what you're getting,
yes,
then you're missing half the point of church.
Absolutely. That's so good because you should be walking away both built up and having built up.
Yeah.
Right. And ready to go build up more and ready to go. And now you're ready to go be that evangelistic person
yeah.
who's out carrying out the Great Commission. But it starts with the ecclesia knowing what it is and what it's for. And that's what we've been talking about for the past couple of days, Pastor Kevin. And I'm so glad that we got a chance to do this because it is such a hot thing for me. And I think it is for you as well because we've had these conversations over the years and just had question marks about what's it supposed to be. And the Bible, that's what's so good, is we don't have to go look at a model. We don't have to go get someone else's opinion. We don't have to certainly go ask the world what it thinks it's supposed to be. We have the Word of God. Jesus Christ is the Word made flesh. We open
yeah.
up this Word and we see Him, and it tells us exactly what the ecclesia is, what we're supposed to be doing. And I love going back to chapter 3, the end of chapter 3, it says, to him, to God, be glory in the church by Christ Jesus. to all generations.
Sure.
Glory in the church is by Christ Jesus.
Sure.
God is glorified when Jesus' body comes together, honors him as the head, worships him, takes communion and remembers what he's done, gets built up and discipled in the word, and then we're able to go do the commission, because he said, what? You'll not what is part of the Great Commission? Teaching them to do all that I've commanded.
Right.
Right. And so that we're
Whole Christ in you, the hope of glory. You know?
Yes.
It's us coming together and filling ourselves with the love of Christ, with God's love, in the power of the Holy Spirit, going and becoming who God has called us to be.
Amen.
That's God's hope, is that the ecclesia would gather together and become everything that Jesus paid that price for on the cross. Jesus didn't go to the cross, you know, just so that people could get saved. Because if that was the case, when somebody gave their life to Jesus, then boom, they would just take off and go to heaven.
Yeah.
He came to pay the price so that we could be brought back into the kingdom of God, and that our authority would be reestablished on the earth as the children and the ecclesia of God, who are now walking in the power of God and taking back what the enemy stole in our dominion and bringing us. I mean, we could go on and on
about the new Adam.
About all of that, you know, but we are. You know, everything that God is believing for in the ecclesia. When he went to the cross, he died so that we could be the church.
Yes.
So that we could be the body of Christ. We could be his bride. I mean, we could talk about that forever too, but we just, there's just not enough time.
Yeah.
But, you know, we are blessed to have been brought into the ecclesia by God himself.
So
he called us into his church. Amen. So let's take a quick break and come back and wrap this up. What a great topic. This has been amazing, Pastor Mark. Thanks for being here with us, and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Hey everybody, it's Pastor Kevin here. Just wanted to give you a quick reminder that we're going to be doing a pop-up praise event at Kiwanis Island Pavilion. There's a big gem show going on. We're going to be giving away food and just worshiping this Saturday, February the 4th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. So come on over and hang out with us. It's going to be a great time. We want to worship the Lord in the middle of this event.
I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. Oh, I just know Jesus is my God.
Love rock music? Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue's located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
All right, guys, welcome back to the program. It's Pastor Kevin with Turn the Light On, and I've got Pastor Mark Cook from Braving Grace Ministries here with us today. Pastor Mark, during the break, you said something that was pretty profound, man. Why don't we jump back into that?
Yeah, so. I was just thinking about that. We were going to flip over. So while I'm talking, go ahead and flip your Bibles over to Hebrews 10. We're going to get there in a minute. But as I'm looking at this, you know, the Bible was written to the church.
Yeah.
It was written to believers. It was written to the ecclesia. That's who it was written to. And so when we read this, we need to make sure that our context is right. This is written to the church. This Bible wasn't, it's going to sound weird to say this, the Word of God is for the world to know the truth.
Absolutely.
But the Bible was written to the church.
Right.
It was the world doesn't understand it.
To give them instructions
discerned.
On how to win the world.
Exactly. And so as the church, keep that in mind as we read a passage, like the passage we're reading from Ephesians and what we're going to read right now in Hebrews. Remember, this was written to the church. It was
sure.
written to believers. So Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 to 25. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more, as you see the day approaching.
Not, so good.
Not forsaking the assembly, the ecclesia.
Yeah.
If you are a Christian, you should be in the church that God has called you to be in, and you should be in there regularly, gathered together with the body of Christ. Because
edifying them.
Yes, exhorting
not
one another.
Not getting something, but giving something.
Giving something. And if you show up to give something, you're going to get something.
Absolutely.
When did Jesus get the most fulfilled?
Given it shall be given unto
yes,
you.
Yes, absolutely. And so much more. And I said this yesterday, Kevin, because it was something I shared that you said to me that really stirred me in moving forward with Braving Grace. It says you're so much more as you see the day approaching. You know, you told me that God was not going to leave me on the sideline for long. I feel like that's where I was kind of. You said God's not going to leave you there because there's not time.
Yeah.
And so much more, it reminds me of that. So much more as you see the day approaching. The day of Jesus Christ is approaching. So as the ecclesia, we've got to gather together. We've got to stir and exhort each other and edify each other so that we can then be equipped to go out and win that lost and dying world.
Yeah, I love where it says here, he who promised is faithful.
Yes.
You know, God is faithful, that as we gather together, he is going to reveal himself in even more and more greater levels to us as the church. You know, seek him and you'll find him. Ask and it will be given. Knock and the door will be opened, you know, to each of us. But if we're just kicking back and we're not being a part of the church— You know, my life was totally changed and transformed because somebody decided to teach a Bible study for younger guys because, you know, I decided to teach kids in kids' church. Other people's lives were affected. You know, there is so many, I mean, we can't even fathom the lives that are touched every day by the ecclesia.
I have no idea.
You can't even number the things that are being placed in the hearts of people, the life change that is happening, the deliverance and the healing that's coming forth from the ecclesia, the church, going out and being who God has created them to be in Christ.
Yes.
Through the blood, through the covenant that we have with Jesus, we are seeing complete and total victory. Pastor Mark, thanks so much. This is so exciting. I have a whole new understanding of that word ecclesia, and everybody's like, yeah, so do we, because we said it 1,000 times. But we hope you enjoyed the program. God bless you guys, and we'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.